Okay, you got your soft sell, you got your hard sell. Now, this is what a soft sell sounds like. Hey fans, want to help a guy out with a buck a month? Sure you do. Just go to patreon.com/Steve Charney and become a patron of this program for $1 a month. Thanks. Okay, now here's your hard sell. Hey, you bums, have you listened to this program enough that you feel nice and guilty for getting so much high-quality comedy for free? Well, then get off your butts and do the right thing before I really get pissed off. Patreon.com/Steve Charney. Become a patron for $1 a month, more or less. And what, you can't afford it? You bought a computer, you bought a cell phone, you bought the apps. The least you could do is chip in a buck for the show. Now that's the soft sell, that's the hard sell. Which one works for you? This is Conversations with My Dummy, and I'm Steve Charney, your host. My guest today is John Hall. Now, John was in the band Orleans and wrote two monster hits with his wife at the time, Johanna Hall. Dance With Me and Still the One. Oh, you know those songs. They played all the time. Dance With Me, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, can't you see? Beautiful song. He's singing a John Sebastian tune, Just Another Link in the Chain. Oh, by the way, he was also a congressman, which is kind of cool, right? Today's podcast has a mini theme about compassion and kindness. I'm singing one of my favorite songs of all time, and that's not hyperbole. It's by the late Bob Blue, and it's simply called Courage. I dare you not to be touched by it. I still cry every time I hear it. And I'm playing a song I wrote for Bear in the Big Blue House, a Jim Henson production that aired on the Disney Channel for several years. It's a kid's song, but I'm kind of proud of it. You know, it's called I Found a Penny. I love kindness and compassion. Wouldn't it be nice if it came naturally to us instead of always having to fight our baser instincts?
And here's Harry.
Harry!
Oh, boy. It's really exciting to do a show about kindness and consideration and love and compassion.
Oh, well, thank you.
In fact, you've inspired me. From now on, I'm going to share everything with you.
That is wonderful, Harry. Wonderful.
Of course you think it's wonderful. You get the benefit.
No, but it's wonderful for you to have that kind of attitude. And you know, what comes around goes around. Being kind and selfless has its own rewards.
Right, I agree. So whatever I have from now on, I'm going to give you half.
Oh, that's so sweet. You mean like that candy bar you have in your hand?
Except for this.
Harry!
Oh, you're right. This is a test. It's easy to share when you don't really care about something. But the joy of sharing a candy bar, well, that's something else again. I'll wrap it here. Steve, hand me that pocket knife.
All right, there you go.
All right, now I'm just going to cut it in half here. Okay, there we go. There's your half.
Thank you.
Whatever I have, I give you half because we're buddies.
I agree. There's only one thing.
What?
If whatever you have, you give me half.
Yeah.
Well, you're sitting there with part of a candy bar.
Yeah, so?
You have to give me half of it.
But I already did.
I know, but you said whatever you have, you'll give me half. Now, you have half a candy bar, so you have to give me half of it.
I do? All right. I'll just cut it in half again. Here we go. Okay. Half of it to you, half of it to me. Now I have a quarter of a candy bar.
Which you will share with me.
I just did!
Yeah, that was in the past. This is the present. You said you'd share everything you own with me. Well, you own a piece of candy there, and I should get half of it.
All right. Give me the knife again. There we go. All right, there's your half of my quarter, and I hope you're happy.
I would be if I knew you weren't such a hypocrite.
What do you mean?
You said you'd give me half of whatever you have. Now you have an eighth of a candy bar, and you don't want to give me half of it.
Man, you're tough! All right, there you go, half again. Can I eat what's left of my candy bar now?
You're so selfish.
What do you mean?
Aren't you going to give me half of what you have?
It's getting too small to cut.
Try.
All right, give me back that knife. All right. There. Okay, take your half there. Don't drop it.
Thank you.
Now I'm left with 1/32nd of a candy bar. Have mercy, Steve, have mercy!
Harry, how can you practice not being selfish when you have a perfectly good piece of candy and you're not willing to give half to your old buddy Steve? Remember, what comes around goes around. If you share with me now, you'll in the future reap the benefits.
Okay. Think I need a magnifying glass to cut this in half.
Here's one.
Thank you. All right, let me just see that. Okay. I did it. Okay. Voila! Half to you.
Thank you.
And half to me.
Can I have half of your candy bar?
I can't even see what's left!
I have a microscope.
Here, let me get it.
Okay. Put it on a slide and use a razor blade to cut it in half.
Yeah, right, right. Okay. I gotta move it to the light there. Okay. Focusing in on it here. All right, there it is. I see it clear. Hand me the razor blade, Steve.
There you go.
Okay, and... All right, I did it. There's your half. There's my half.
Hey, you got the bigger half.
Steve!
Well, you did.
Okay, let's switch. There, are you happy? Can I eat my candy bar now?
I want half of whatever you have.
But before you give me half of whatever you have...
Yes?
I'm going to play a song. This is maybe my favorite song of all time. Makes me cry every time I hear it. Unfortunately, Bob Blue, who wrote the song, has died. And he died young, too. It's a shame. But he left us this song, and man, I love it.
This is a song by Bob Blue, and it's based on a true story that a girl told him. It's one of the most beautiful songs I know. A small thing once happened at school that brought up a question for me. And somehow it taught me to see the price that I paid to be cool. Diane is a girl that I know. She's strange, like she doesn't belong. I don't mean to say that it's wrong. We don't like to be with her though. And so when we all made a plan to have a big party at Sue's, most kids at the school got the news, but no one invited Diane. The thing about Taft Junior High is that secrets don't last very long. I acted like nothing was wrong when I saw Diane start to cry. I know that you may think I'm cruel, it doesn't make me very proud. I just went along with the crowd. It's sad, but you have to at school. You can't pick the friends you prefer. You fit in as well as you can. I couldn't be friends with Diane, 'cause then they would treat me like her. In one class at Taft Junior High, we study what people have done. We've gas chamber, bomber, and gun in Auschwitz, Japan, and Milan. I don't understand all I learned. Sometimes I just sit there and cry. The whole world stood idly by and watched as the innocent burned. Like robots obeying some rule, atrocities done by the mob. All innocent, doing their job. What was it for? Was it cool? The world was aware of this hell, and nobody cried out in shame. No heroes and no one to blame. A story that no one dare tell. I promise to do what I can to not let this happen again. To care for all women and men, I'll start by inviting Diane.
Where do we stand now, Aaron?
The candy bar is getting too small for even the microscope. We're down to its cell structure, Steve. Here's the latest split. You get a cell, and I get a cell. I doubt this candy is going to taste like much when I eat my half now.
What do you mean now?
Well, I just divided the candy into one cell.
So? You still own something? You said you'd split everything with me 50-50, so I want my half of your cell.
But I can't see it with a conventional microscope anymore.
Fine. Use an electron microscope. I happen to have one right here. I always keep it in the closet. You know, just for emergencies. Here it is. Okay. Wheel it out.
This sharing thing is more than meets the eye.
I told you, Harry, what comes around goes around. If you learn to be less selfish, you'll reap the rewards in the future. That's called good karma. Now put your part of the candy bar in the electron microscope. You can split it with this laser that comes with it.
All right, Steve. Okay, do a little adjusting here. And, okay. Yeah, I did it, Steve. There's your half.
Thank you. Very kind of you to share everything you own 50-50.
Was lots and tons, lots.
But put the penny with a penny and look what we've got.
When I save a million pennies, I'll buy a kangaroo.
And if you'd like a kangaroo,
hey, we'll give them to you.
Good idea, Odeo. I found a nickel, it isn't that much.
But put the nickel with a nickel and you'll soon have a bunch.
When I save a million nickels, I'll buy three tickets to Peru. That's a country, you know.
You wanna go to Peru? We'll give the third ticket to you. If I had $1 million of my own, I'd buy everyone on Earth an ice cream cone.
If I had 5 million sodas, man oh man, I'd give them away to the very last can.
We found a dime, it barely went clank. We put the dime with the dime and we soon broke the bank. When we saved a million dimes, we'll buy a spaceship or two.
Hey, you want a spaceship?
We'll give the other one to you. So find a quarter, it isn't a lot.
But put it with my quarter and look what we've got.
And when we've saved a million quarters, then we can proceed
to give everyone on Earth a little bit of what they need.
Everybody needs something.
We'll give everyone on Earth just a little bit of what they need.
Won't that be nice?
Yeah.
That's a song I wrote from the show Bear in the Big Blue House. It was a Jim Henson production on the Disney Channel. And next up is John Hall. He was a guest on this program a while back. John Hall was in the band Orleans, and he wrote Dance With Me and Still the One with his wife Johanna. And this is a John Sebastian tune, and I just like it a lot. Harry was a little hyper here, so please forgive him. He was so excited that John Hall was in the studio.
Sounds like a friend of Harry's playing drums here.
Harry!
Well, the caveman carried the wood to the fire. Never gave a thought to sending power to a wife. He raised up his head and he winced from the pain and said, Lord have mercy, I'm a link in the chain. Just another link in the chain.
Well, you're quick.
Just another link in the chain. I'll pass this world on to my daughters and sons. Just another link in the chain.
Not bad, huh?
What is this fun?
I have to take the memory course so I can remember this next verse.
Oh, yeah, I know that. I write it down when it becomes stupid.
Well, the whale, he swims at the bottom of the sea, but it comes up to be like you and me. That's when he meets the whaler with a deadly aim. Well, I wish just once in the time that remains he could speak right up in a voice so plain. Slap his tail on the water like a hurricane and cry, don't kill me, I'm a link in the chain. Just another link in the chain. Just another link in the chain.
All right, half.
Pass the throw down to my daughter's and son. Just another link in the chain.
Take it, John. All right.
Should have brought my harmonica.
Take it with your harmonica there. Did you forget it today, Harry?
I forgot my harmonica. I can be a drumstick.
Okay, I remember this.
It's the same in the world as inside you and I. The little cells live and the little cells die. They pass information along to the next in line. And the one at the end learns everybody's song. And he makes another link and he passes it along. Got to keep the chain together till the end of time. I want to be just another link in the chain. Just another link in the chain.
Let me do one half.
This world on to my daughter's songs. Just another link in the chain.
One more time, everybody, all three of us.
Just another
link. Hey, wait a second, that's not fair.
Just another link in the chain.
Okay.
pass this world on to my daughter and son.
Harry's agreed to share his candy bar with me 50-50.
Am I ever going to enjoy my part of the candy bar?
Sharing is its own enjoyment, Harry. Now, I really appreciate what you're doing. How far have you gotten?
Well, I'm down to the molecules now, Steve. Here are 10 molecules for you. Hold out your hand.
Thank you.
And 10 molecules for me. Can I stop now?
Harry, do you admit that you own 10 molecules of candy bar?
Yeah.
And do you admit that you wanted to share everything with me 50-50?
Yeah.
So you should give me 5 molecules.
All right. I'll just split it with a laser gun here. There, 5 molecules for you. Hold out your hand.
Thank you.
5 molecules for me.
Thank you. It's lucky I had this electron microscope in the closet, or we'd never be able to do this.
Whoops!
What?
I just dropped 4 of my molecules on the floor.
Just leave them. They're probably dirty now. There's nothing worse than eating a candy bar that's dropped on the rug. It'll have hair and dirt all over it.
Hair and dirt on the molecules?
Well, yeah.
Okay. With my last molecule, I split that up, and, here you go, Steve. There. There's nothing left but an atom. Can I just eat my atom in peace?
Harry, you said...
I know what I said. I'll share everything with you 50-50. All right, I'll split the atom in half.
Thank you. You're a sharing person. And I'll tell you what. You split that last atom, and then you can have the rest.
All right. It's a deal. I don't know, Steve. This laser won't split it. These atoms are hard to split, you know. You don't have a nuclear reactor in your closet, do you?
As a matter of fact, I do, you know, just for emergencies.
Let me get it for you. Here it is. Now,
just drop it in the chute there and split the atom in two.
Okay, Steve. Just turn on the machine and, there's the atom. Turn on the nuclear reactor. Here we go, Steve. Is that great? The atom is finally... Ah! Oh, no!
What do you mean?
You said what comes around goes around. You said that sharing is its own reward. You said that the good karma I'll get from sharing will come back to me. But all I see is that I had to live through a nuclear holocaust and I'm out one candy bar. I didn't even get to enjoy that last atom of candy bar. When you split an atom, there's an atomic explosion!
Harry, I told you that you would enjoy the fruits of your own karma. Have I ever lied to you?
Yes.
Go open the closet door.
What? What?
Go open the closet door.
Okay, all right. Go open it up. Hey, Steve! Holy cow! There are thousands of candy bars falling all over me!
And they're all yours, huh?
I don't believe this! Thousands of candy bars! I'm rich!
I told you how. It comes around, goes around.
Where did you get all these candy bars, Steve?
Same place I got the electron microscope and nuclear reactor.
Conversations with My Dummy is produced, written, and performed by me, Steve Charney. You know the drill. And I would like to thank John Hall for coming on the program and doing that great song by John Sebastian. And subscribe to this podcast on iTunes. You can also subscribe on at my YouTube channel, which, you know, just go to the search bar and type in Steve Charney. And also become a patron, patreon.com/Steve Charney, where you can become a patron of this show for $1 a month. You can also throw in more if you want, or even less.
Steve's website is stevecharney.com. On Facebook, search for Steve and Harry, Conversations with My Dummy. And if you like this podcast, what you should do is, hello, you know what it is, spread the word around, man, spread the word around.
That's right. And always aim high.
That's right, so you don't wet your shoes.